The Alec Baldwin trial with cameras in the courtroom, this makes it pretty interesting, doesn't it, Dean?
Yeah, it was pretty good drama yesterday, I guess, depending on what side you're leaning toward on all of this. They showed some footage and played some audio of when the shooting took place. 3 years ago, nearly 3 years ago, Alec Baldwin firing the gun that wound up killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins and also wounding the director of the movie Rust that they were all working on. Prosecutors accusing Alec Baldwin of playing make-believe with a real gun. The defense team said that the gun was deemed cold. It was inspected and deemed cold, meaning that it had been checked and was safe for shooting, that there would only be blanks in it. Of course, there was not. The officers and experts testified yesterday about the handling of the weapon. Baldwin has pleaded not guilty and has maintained that he has not pulled the trigger for all of this. So the trial will continue today. If he is convicted, Baldwin could face up to 18 months in prison for all of this.
Let's talk about Kevin Costner. And when do you think you're going to be doing the story about him filing for bankruptcy?
Oh, man, this is not good. I mean, he was here, like a month ago or something, and, you know, talking about how he had put up so much money to get this four-part epic Western series in theaters. The first part came out a couple of weeks ago and bombed. The second part was supposed to come out in August, and yesterday the studios announced that they will not be releasing the second part of Horizon and American Saga. They haven't said what they're going to do with it, whether they're going to delay it, whether they're going to put it on some kind of streaming platform. They haven't said anything about this, but what Bob is referring to is that Kevin Costner put about $100 million of his own money into this project to get it up and running. And so far, the first part has only made $11 million. So they are way, way, way in the hole with the series that just people are not going to go see. So we'll keep you posted on all of this. I feel bad for the guy. I mean, he had lofty hopes and dreams and ambitions. He put his money where his mouth is, and it's yeah, just not panning out the way he hoped.
And he went out and promoted it. He stopped at WGN-TV, spent time with you guys over there, and he went all over the country doing similar things,
right?
Didn't he?
He did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He went the extra mile to promote this and get the word out about it. I don't know if people were just not interested in seeing a Western. I don't know if it was the length of it. I mean, the first installment was 3 hours plus. The rest of the series was supposed to be 3 hours plus. And, you know, when I asked him about the length, he said, you know, that it has to be however long it's going to be, it's going to be. And, you know, that's how I want to tell the story. But, you know, 3 hours is a long time to ask somebody to sit in a theater.
Yeah, and didn't they advertise right from the beginning there were going to be two parts to it?
Well, there were going to be four parts.
Oh, four. Well, wouldn't that turn off people?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a big commitment. It's a huge commitment. But I think that I think he was banking on that if people could sit and binge a television series, sit and watch, you know, far in excess of that, that people would go and see his four-part, 12-hour, basically, series.
Yeah, but that's at home, you binge.
That's at home where you can stop and get something to eat and go to the bathroom and, you know, do a lot of things and not pay to park and not pay, you know, have to take out a second mortgage to get some popcorn and, you know, all of that. I mean, there's a big difference. But I think, you know, he just thought that people were going to come to the, you know, come back to the theaters. Hmm. And it was beautiful. I mean, I gave him that this was beautifully made. And for me, it took a long time to get going, and I couldn't imagine sitting for 12 hours and, you know, watching all of this. I was willing to, but now it looks like who knows if we're going to, they're just going to shelve this and we'll never see it, or it's going to wind up.
Don't they stream it?
They'd be smart to. Kevin Costner said he didn't want to do that, but he may be singing a different tune now than he was a month ago.
Got to recoup something. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and a lot of people talking about Inside Out 2, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been the big hit movie for the last several weeks, and now it's hit a new plateau for Disney Pixar, you know, who have given us Toy Story and go down the list of the great, you know, Pixar movies that have come out over the past 25 years or so. But now nothing surpasses Inside Out 2. It has become the highest grossing film in Pixar history. It's only been out for just a little more than a month and has surpassed Incredibles 2 now for that honor. Disney said it's the fastest animated film to reach the $1 billion mark at the worldwide box office ever. And for total animated film box office, Inside Out 2, now just a month, in 1 month of release, has become the fourth highest grossing animated film of all time. So that's pretty huge.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Costner must be jealous. Let's talk about
you. I should have put more animated features in my Western.
Chicago's in town. What are they up to?
Oh, they are getting ready for their big concert tomorrow with Earth, Wind, and Fire. But today, we're going to meet up with them at the Shriners Children's Hospital and on North Oak Park Avenue. And they are going to be unloading some gifts donated by the guys in the band for the kids at the hospital. It's going to be craft kits that the kids can work with while they're, you know, going through their medical procedures as part of their recreational therapy. I'm told all the guys in the band are going to be at the hospital today. And
nice.
They are you know, going to spend some time and pass out these craft kits to everybody. And then tomorrow, their Heart and Soul tour with Earth, Wind, and Fire will be at the Allstate Arena out in Rosemont. I've seen Chicago and Earth, Wind, and Fire in the past. And it's a, you know, incredible dynamic show. All those horns, both bands with all of those horns and all of those hits. They do, you know, separate sets on stage. And then for the end of the show, they all get together. And there's like 150 people on the stage between the two bands. And it sounds incredible. You know, you sing along with every single song that there is. But yeah, if you're interested in seeing Chicago, 3 o'clock this afternoon, Shriners Children's Chicago is 2211 North Oak Park Avenue in Chicago.
And you know, if you've never seen Chicago live or Earth, Wind, and Fire live, I mean, these are two bands that are really meant to be heard live, no question about it.
Yeah,
I'm looking at this.
I apologize for you know, for past Earth, Wind, and Fire concerts that I've been to that have gotten me off of my feet and dancing in the aisles, I apologize to the other people who were sitting around me and had to witness that.
Yeah.
You didn't pay for you didn't pay for something like that.
They're still trying to forget that.
People are trying to unsee it, right.
This photo of Matthew McConaughey with one eye closed, he's smiling, but this doesn't look good.
It does not look all right.
No.
Definitely not. But, you know, I guess, you know, says in a little way what kind of guy Matthew McConaughey is. He got stung by a bee right on his eye. And, it got swollen shut. So one eye is completely closed because of this. He takes a selfie of himself with a big goofy grin with the caption, "Be swell, everyone." He's okay, but
man,
right in the eye. I've never heard of anyone getting stung by a bee in the eye before.
Yeah, it's just completely swollen shut.
That's right.
Somebody get that.
All right.
Celebrity marriage to report today.
Yeah.
This is nice.
Yeah, congratulations to John Mulaney and Olivia Mum. They've been going out for quite a while now. They actually have a 2-year-old son together. And over the 4th of July holiday, it was revealed that they tied the knot. They had a very small and intimate ceremony, and they have been linked since May of 2021. Olivia Munn, said that it was Mulaney's support that got her through her current battle with breast cancer that she's going through. And before all of that was revealed, John Mulaney famously and very publicly talked about being in rehab, and she helped him through all of that. So they are arm in arm working to, you know, help each other through life's difficulties, but decided to tie the knot. So congratulations to them. They both couldn't be any nicer.
They'd be good guests for Kevin Costner's upcoming telethon, don't you think?
His new reality show that he's going to do.
Oh, man. we laugh, but he's not.
Oh, God, I feel so... I realize, can you imagine that? You put $100 million into a project and it bombs.
Yeah,
it's a huge bomb. I can't even imagine how he must feel.
And this is after you tell the Yellowstone people who are offering you tons of money. Yeah. Nah, I don't want to come back. I don't want to do that. I've got a better project.
Yeah, that may seem a little more attractive to him right now.
yeah, he's probably back knocking on that door.
Exactly.
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.